Frontline Report, news and analysis. I'm Dan Rather, CBS News White House correspondent. Good morning. The president hoping to take headline play away from scandals with trip to Iceland. Details after this.
Your local Shell dealers announce red tag days on Shell tires. Outstanding values on three kinds of Shell tires. A good tire, a better tire, and Shell's best tire. A good tire is Shell's belted 78. Want something better? Get Shell's steel belted tire. Then there's Shell's best tire, the new steel belted radial. Now, during red tag days at participating Shell dealers.
Mediquick first aid spray helps cuts, scrapes, mosquito bites, sunburn. Mediquick can help a lot of things.
Bet your nickel you can't climb this tree, Janie.
Can't so. Oh, I scraped my knee.
You owe me a nickel.
Mom, spray minor cuts and scrapes with Mediquick. It helps relieve the pain while it penetrates them to help prevent infection. Great for sunburn, too.
Mediquick can help a lot of cuts, scrapes, mosquito bites, sunburn. Mediquick.
President Nixon is off this morning for Iceland to meet with French President Pompidou. This is the first in a series of negotiations spread over the rest of the year about Europe and what future United States relations with Europe are to be. Talks between the American and French presidents are expected to be friendly, but tense. And hanging over them like some giant frosty cloud will be the continuing investigation at home of widespread criminal acts in upper levels of the Nixon administration. The French are bound to believe that this gives them a negotiating advantage. In terms of his prestige, his credibility, confidence in his ability to hold his administration together and to govern, Mr. Nixon needs a success. He is, in the sports vernacular he likes so much, hungry for a win. This is not the ideal situation in which to negotiate. Now, there are those with supreme confidence in Mr. Nixon's ability as a negotiator who are smiling and saying, listen, when this man's in a tight place is when he negotiates best. And these same people profess to suspect that the president may come down hard, very hard on the French from the beginning, hoping to turn the tables to get them on the defensive. Dr. Henry Kissinger, trying desperately to get everyone to take the long view, has been attempting to get all to forget such talk. This is only the beginning of a long negotiating road, Kissinger counsels. No one should be trying for or expecting fireworks. So what will Mr. Nixon and Mr. Pompidou be talking about in that converted art museum in Iceland? The Codfish War? Well, matter of fact, yes, for a few minutes anyway. There's a NATO base agreement with Iceland to consider. The Icelanders are about as heated as they ever get over what they claim is British intrusion into their fishing waters. Nixon and Pompidou will help if they can, skirt the issue if they can, and move on to what they really want to talk about. This includes, will President Nixon help sell the French British Concorde supersonic jet to U.S. companies? A lot of French workers will be laid off unless Pan Am and TWA reverse themselves and are persuaded to pick up their Concorde options. Will President Pompidou promise to help get the United States a better trade break in European common markets? France has been the big barrier, especially on agricultural products. France has made tremendous profits on the rising price of gold and deterioration of the dollar. What, if anything, is President Pompidou willing to do to help the dollar? Market that another devaluation of the dollar, such as the one which resulted from the last Nixon-Pompidou meeting abroad in the Azores in 1971, is this time considered absolutely out of the question. What assurances are the French to get that the United States will not better its own relations with the Soviet Union at Western Europe's expense? These are the kinds of questions expected to be discussed. Watching closely, of course, is Moscow, eager to exploit divisions between Washington and Western Europe, wherever and whenever they occur. Moscow, whose own Communist Party leader, Brezhnev, will be meeting President Nixon in the United States next month, seeing what he can get before Mr. Nixon goes on his grand tour of Western Europe later in the year. Now, please, this message.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back. Hey, nothing can crack the turtle's back.
Rain, sleet, salt, detergents, grease, everything bounces off the hard shell finish of Turtle Wax, especially sunlight. Put on a shine in 25 minutes. Put off another one for 25 weeks.
Turtle Wax cracks the turtle's back. Hey, nothing can crack the turtle's back.
liquid or paste. Choose Turtle Wax for your car. Anything else is mock turtle.
Would you believe it? I'm 2 years old. You see, I'm a black vinyl car top, and already I'm dry and brittle and prematurely gray. But my owner has just started caressing me with Turtle Wax Black Top Wax. Ooh, I can feel myself getting soft and supple, and my lustrous jet black color's coming back. Ooh, don't stop. Ooh.
Black top, white top, no matter what color vinyl top you have, there's a Turtle Wax vinyl top product just right for you.
I'm Dan Rather, CBS News White House correspondent, traveling with the presidential party. Our report Friday morning will be from Iceland on First Line Report from CBS News.